WWE Elimination Chamber is in the record books. Alexa Bliss is on her way to WrestleMania as Divas Champion, and a big, big winner, not a surprise, but a big winner of the Men's Elimination Chamber matchup, and Ronda Rousey gets rowdy. All that last night at the Elimination Chamber. I've got a perspective on the winner of the Men's Chamber matchup right here on PWR Tonight for Monday, February 26, 2018. Hello, wrestling fans, and welcome to PWR Tonight. Damian Nelson coming here for the Pro Wrestling Report Studios. I want to thank you for joining us wherever you may be around the world and the thousands upon thousands of you that check out these nightly episodes of PWR Tonight right here on YouTube, on our podcast feed, and also on Fight. That's F-I-T-E, Fight, Fight TV. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to the show right here on YouTube so that you never miss an episode of the Pro Wrestling Report. And matter of fact, while you're subscribing, share the episode, share it with your friends, post it on your walls, post it on your social media, whatnot, and share and spread the word of the greatness that is the Pro Wrestling Report. With that, let's get right down to it. No time for hot news tonight because there is a hot topic we want to address. And in tonight's perspective, I take a look back at last night's Elimination Chamber pay-per-view event on the WWE Network. And speaking of that, we were to have done a live post-show on Blog Talk Radio last night. However, we couldn't dial in. The Blog Talk Radio system wouldn't allow us to start the show, so we were not able to bring that to you live. Meathead and Matthew Thomas will be doing so tonight, right after WWE Raw. They're going to have their Nitro retrospective piece and also a look back at tonight's Raw and a look back at last night's Elimination Chamber pay-per-view event. That at blogtalkradio.com/PWR. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/PWR as soon as WWE Raw goes off the air. And while you may be watching this episode of PWR Tonight during Raw or just after Raw, it is being recorded just before Raw goes on the air. As a matter of fact, Central Standard Time, it's 6:30 p.m. right now. So I'm going to preface this that I'm going to say with that because I think it's going to be a very, very eventful Raw tonight, especially after what we saw last night. It was the WWE Elimination Chamber from Las Vegas, Nevada, where seven men, the biggest chamber match of all time, competed for the chance to go on to WrestleMania and go one-on-one with Brock Lesnar, the Beastie Boy, as he's now being called by Braun Strowman. And they would get that chance or fight for that opportunity. And it was sort of obvious going into it who might win the matchup. However, I think WWE at least did a very good job of giving us some doubt by putting names like John Cena in the matchup, as I've talked about on the show, even The Miz, and of course Braun Strowman, who seemingly is the heir apparent. But it would not be any of those men, Finn Balor included, would not be him, would not be Seth Rollins, who had that standout performance in the Gauntlet match last week on Raw. Wouldn't be Elias, but it would be Roman Reigns. Now, we have told you on this program many a time before that Roman Reigns is money. Roman Reigns is good for business. Roman Reigns, while the chosen one, is no different as chosen than a Hulk Hogan was, a Macho Man was, an Ultimate Warrior was, a John Cena was, a Rock was. No different as far as being chosen as the face of the company. However, I think it became very, very obvious last night in the Elimination Chamber that there is a bit of Roman Reigns overkill right now. So I want that to be clear. I want you all to stop, collaborate, and listen, and realize that we here on the Pro Wrestling Report just said in public, if you will, that there is probably some Roman Reigns overkill right now. I'm not sure if it was the best idea for him to win the match last night. I don't know if that was the right direction to go. In fact, in my opinion, I didn't like it. Roman Reigns is endorsed. He is, as I've said many a time, money. He's got the looks, he's got the talent, he's got the charisma, he's got the women and the children, and that's what pays the bills in the wrestling business. Don't forget what we told you a couple of weeks ago here on this very program. WWE had record revenues and record business results last year with them pushing Roman Reigns. So from a business standpoint, abso-frickin-lutely, they seem to be on the right track. However, from a fan engagement standpoint, I don't think that this shotgun blast of Roman Reigns winning the chamber made sense, especially since what I think is going to happen is probably going to be the case. And that is, it does not end with Reigns and Lesnar at Mania, but it ends with a three-way dance with Braun Strowman added to the mix. It makes all the sense in the world. And if that's the case, step back from fandom, if you will, and look at the perspective from those making the decisions in WWE. So they could have had Braun Strowman win last night. That could have been a great moment. That could have been spectacular. Strowman, Lesnar, WrestleMania makes so much sense. It's funny though, when you think back, what, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, I think it was Dallas, where that match was rumored and everyone laughed at it. Now everyone's lusting after it. What difference a couple of years make? And I get it, because Braun Strowman's a different talent right now, but they could have had him win at the Elimination Chamber. They could have had him win, knowing that they were going to end up in this three-way dance, and they could have given us fans that at the Elimination Chamber. But then, how would those who are naysayers to this would have reacted when Roman would have been later added to the matchup? Would the backlash be the same? Probably. And it's difficult to do hypotheticals, but I'm not sure there's a convincing reason as to why those who hated him winning at Chamber would hate him being added into the matchup later as much. So I guess if you're WWE, and again, I think we owe it to ourselves to put ourselves in their shoes from time to time. If you're WWE, what makes most sense? Get the pop from Reigns at Chamber, get the pop from Strowman later being added to the matchup, or flip that up and reverse it, get the pop from Strowman winning, then later on satisfy the mainstream by putting Reigns in the main event. You know, at the end of the day, the outcome is not clear. If it is Reigns and Lesnar, does Reigns have a chance? You know, we had some people engaging us on Twitter last night. We do appreciate that. Again, at PWR Show on Twitter. It's our brand account. Of course, my account on Twitter, at Damian Nelson, my real name, as you'll see across the screen several episodes here, several times in this episode. And that said, you know, that they don't want to see the matchup, that they're not at all interested in Roman Reigns and Braun Strowman. I say this not to knock them, but from a marketing standpoint, from a business standpoint, Shinsuke Nakamura and AJ Styles is not a marquee match for the casual fan. It is a pinnacle match for the hardcore or dedicated fan. And that's a different situation at WrestleMania. At the end of the day, it is likely 75,000 seats will be sold in the Superdome, and hundreds of thousands of people will pick up the network in a subscription basis, if not even for short term, to watch WrestleMania. Shinsuke, Styles, Lesnar, Reigns, no matter what, WrestleMania, the event will sell itself. But if they continue to disenfranchise a good portion of their fan base, as they are with this continued Roman Reigns worship, if you will, how much longer will that last? Eventually, the bubble will burst. Eventually, they'll be at a point where the credibility of the company and its perceived value of their fans' opinion may be damaged. And that would take a long time for the company to repair. So I am with y'all on this. And I think that's going to be surprising to a lot of you. I get it from WWE's standpoint, absolutely. But if our end result, which could happen tonight on Raw, is Strowman versus Lesnar versus Reigns at Mania, why not have had Strowman just win last night? Why not give us that? I think there's a lot to say in the fact that Strowman has had his chance against Brock Lesnar a couple of times. I think there's something to say in the fact that Strowman has gotten the upper hand on Lesnar several times. I think there's something to say in the fact that Strowman attacked Reigns in the post-match last night as well. I think there's a lot to be said about everything that they're working towards, because I can't figure out what Braun Strowman does if he's not the third man in this matchup at WrestleMania. And, you know, there are options, and options are good. And we've got, 40 days, 39 days or so before WrestleMania. The card, of course, will be solidified before then. But not only is the company thinking about what they did last night at Elimination Chamber, they're thinking about the 4 or 5 Monday nights in between here and there, and how they're going to continue to build that intrigue and build that anticipation, that drama, if you will, for WrestleMania. It's a multi-tiered approach, and I get the reaction for Roman Reigns last night and winning. I absolutely understand that, because sometimes we don't look into the future and see what could be versus what is there. And I don't know for sure that Strowman's going to be thrown into the matchup, but process of elimination, I don't know what they do with him instead. John Cena had some interesting comments on the Raw Talk post show last night on the WWE Network about what his intentions are for WrestleMania. Many are saying that that could be a matchup between he and The Undertaker at that event in New Orleans. I don't know. I'm not sure that could be on the level it needs to be honest with you. But overall, yes, they probably should have gone in a different direction. You notice I keep saying probably, maybe, I can't commit. And it's difficult. I'm having an internal struggle. So I will commit right now. I still can't do it. I will leave it at that. They probably should have gone with a Braun Strowman win last night in the Elimination Chamber and then added Roman Reigns to the matchup later if it is indeed going to be a three-way. If it's not going to be a three-way and we just have Lesnar and Reigns at WrestleMania, most of us will hate it going into it, but most of us will love it coming out of it, especially, Now, there's not much good that can come of it, I guess, if you are most fans who are in the outspoken wrestling community at this time. So I think we have to look at it like this. If you're WWE, you're balancing things, right? You're balancing what your casual fans want, what your mainstream fans want. You're balancing what your hardcore fans want. You're balancing what gets you additional network subscriptions. You're balancing what you need to do on a weekly basis for your television programming. You're balancing all that and attempting to satisfy all of those different areas with one punch. And I think we all know, and if you haven't heard it, it's something I live by, quite frankly, is the greatest way to succeed at failing in business is to try to please everyone. WWE has the wrestling companies, all actually, have the unfortunate responsibility to try to please everyone, and that's just never going to be the case. So if they're going to pick to please somebody, they're probably going to please that mainstream fan, that casual fan who's going to tune in only at WrestleMania and SummerSlam and maybe the Royal Rumble and probably not Survivor Series. They're probably going to take that route because guess what? As much as we may hate it, as much as we may dislike it, our network subscriptions will continue. Our live event tickets will continue to be bought. And our eyes will continue to be on the programming on Monday and Tuesday nights. That's their mindset. And we have proven as fans that that mindset is true. Because again, record revenues, record business last year. And the business has changed dramatically. And the network is a big piece of that. But I wouldn't fret too much about this Roman Reigns win. That battle may have been lost, but the war may be won come April 8th in New Orleans, because I do believe we'll see a third man in that matchup, and that being Braun Strowman. And I think that's going to make it more exciting, more fun. You know, it's more striking and more challenging because there's several men that could have won that matchup, the Elimination Chamber matchup, and made things a lot more interesting. Number one, Finn Balor. I think that would have been deeply intriguing, even if they wiggled their way out of it after the fact. The Miz. I think that would have been deeply intriguing, even if they wiggled their way out of it going forward. Another one, Seth Rollins, who had, you know, seemingly was poised to win the match, became the seventh man in the matchup. He definitely has the credibility, would have, I think, satisfied both audiences, to be honest with you. So maybe he's a third man in. Who knows? We'll go back to that WrestleMania 31 situation in San Jose, and perhaps he's a third man in. But, you know, they had so many options. They could have done so many things. They could have created some buzz, I guess you could say, with a surprise win in this matchup, especially since they're not stupid. They know that the rumor of the matchup between Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns has been out there for quite some time. They could have shook things up. Just a man likes to say, I like to shake things up again. They could have done that, and they, I think, failed in that effort last night. So with that, overall, the show, Elimination Chamber, we'll have our full review with Meathead and Matthew after Raw tonight, so you can get all the perspective and comments on that. But the event overall, I think, was good. I like Alexa Bliss winning the women's version of the chamber matchup. I like her promo after. I like Nia Jax and Asuka. I like Nia attacking her after the matchup. Makes her viable as a candidate to be part of the championship picture at Mania. It was a good show overall. Top to bottom, it was deliberate, felt good. It was a well-executed event, so I do commend WWE for those efforts. And I commend you for your efforts in joining us here on PWR Tonight and listening to The Perspective. Now, I give you my perspective, but I also want to hear your perspective. Share your thoughts, your comments, your perspective, if you will, on the words that were coming out of my mouth tonight, and also your thoughts on the Elimination Chamber and the wrestling business in general. That you can do right here on YouTube or on any of our social media channels. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're also on Twitter, at PWR Show on all of that, at PWR Show on all of that. Folks, we got a big week coming up in professional wrestling here in the upper Midwest, Chicago, Milwaukee area. We've got the big show at the United Center, which has Brock Lesnar on the card this upcoming Saturday. WWE is then going to travel on over to Rockford for a big show on Sunday, then in Milwaukee for Raw on Monday night, probably their last event ever at Milwaukee's Bradley Center, as our new arena will be opening up there this summer. And then on Tuesday, it's off to Green Bay for SmackDown. Members of the PWR contingent, myself, Linda, and Dave, will be at each and every one of those events, and we'll be bringing you updates. So Facebook Live is the place to be. You never know when we're going to pop on there and bring you a live broadcast to join us in our shenanigans, if you will. See how I work that in every episode. By the way, thank you to the dozens of you who bought tickets for shenanigans, taking advantage of that 10% off sale offer. Tickets are still available right now, PWRShow.com. PWRShow.com for the biggest party of WrestleMania weekend. Kevin Nash is the featured talent and the host, SoCal Val, Mr. Anderson, Al Snow, Billy Gunn, Swoggle, Abyss, ODB, Tara, Victoria, Katie Forbes all appearing, Shane Helms all appearing at that event, and the names will continue to be dropped as it draws more near. That's the only wrestling event on Bourbon Street as part of WrestleMania weekend. Balcony, beads, boobs, and booze. How did I just think of that right now? All available, PWRShow.com. So with that, thank you for joining me here tonight on PWR Tonight. Look forward to seeing you again tomorrow night with another brand new edition of the show. Until then, interact with us on our socials. Enjoy Raw tonight, and we will see you tomorrow for PWR Tonight.